Hello, friends. The tens who prepared the preparation for the lesson today are Kazakhstan and Moscow number 4. We will start with a Rabash clip, please. This is one of the rare clips with Rabash. We come to study. 10 people are sitting here, or 9, or 11. All of them listen. What did they come for? I have a little bit of desire. Let's say they have 10 grams of desire. How can 10 grams help to achieve spirituality? They say there is a virtue, a power. If there are 10 people, one has 5, the other one has 3, one has 12, and they all connect into one unit, then each one is incorporated with everyone. It follows that according to the adhesion of the society, so each and every one receives a desire from the other. Likewise, a bad society also works for the worse, but it can also operate for the good. It follows accordingly that when we gather, each and every one must think, what do I want out of this gathering? What have I come here for? Either I have some goal, or it is enough for me as it is, without a goal. And even that is good.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Чем я могу помочь?
A question for an active workshop.
В правильном намерении на уроке.
How can I help the friends to be in intention, with the right intention during the study? Again, how can I help the friends to be in the right intention during the lesson?
Mm-hmm.
As Rabash writes, that when we connect into one unit, this is the greatest help, because this kind of kli of vessel, you cannot break it down. It's just one strong desire. Yes, according to Rabash's words, we can pass on, or at least try to pass on, the power, the energy, the yearning, really, to the friends. I never heard that this can do anything bad. Maybe by if you actually are give our sesame seed, maybe you also give an example of how much we are in the lesson, of how much we are drawn to it, and we pass our yearning in general to the whole kli, and give them our example.
Yeah, and
so I aim, I direct all the friends, and for this I have to help. I have to ask the Creator for help, first of all, not to, so that I will not stand in the way of the friends, and also then to aim myself in the right direction, and by doing so, directing my friends correctly. But first of all, to ask the Creator to give them the right direction.
And to be in fear with respect to the responsibility that each one of us has and that I have towards you in every thought, in every action, inner action, outer action, how much this can have an influence. We know out of our experience that it might be even some small look by a friend that can bring us back to the right thought. And this is how it is with respect to us also. So really here we need the help of the Creator so that He will help us give the right example to the friends.
What might help most is a prayer. We're all connected. We're part of the same network. And if we ask for each other, immediately the friend feels it. And so the most important thing is to ask the Creator to give the friends the desire, the yearning, to be direct toward the goal throughout the entire lesson.
The purpose of the study is to resemble the Creator. In order to resemble the Creator, we need to have vessels of bestowal, to be bestowers like Him. So during the study, we need to fill this vessel with respect to the Creator, so it will at least be a vessel of bestowal, and we can do it by connecting between us, by demanding, raising a prayer. I want to think all the time about this common kli that we're building together. By this, I enable the Creator to finish this action that we're beginning.
This is a very good question. We also learned yesterday about the intention and this, in order to be in this field that we're all a part of.
To be connected with them internally, and to ask for them that they will maintain the intention, that the Creator will constantly let them renew the intention during the study.
We're building our common heart together, and all in all, what we need, what's necessary is to complete my part. They are already complete.
So that out of all of our efforts, the light will influence us. This is the purpose of the study, to awaken the light upon our connection.
So let's try and go into the lesson this way, and it's a lesson that talks about the light and our preparation for the lesson. These are our most important foundations that we want to go into the lesson with, and that this is what will be in our hearts all the time, and the intentions that we make So this is what will accompany us throughout the lesson, and that will awaken this throughout the lesson. This is the purpose of our study. The connection in and of itself can bring us this equivalence of form and strength and everything.
Yes, connection is the most precious thing, the most correct thing, the only thing that we need to engage in, and we should feel gratitude for having been given this opportunity to work and live for this, for the friends.
And the effort to help the friends is the effort to see the connected Kli and to annul myself toward it and to be the one doing the connecting. So to be connected to the friends and the ten on the one hand and to the Creator on the other, wanting for him to realize the connection.
Строим общую молитву в молчании. Каждый товарищ молится.
We build a common prayer silently
на уроке. Строим общую молитву.
Each friend prays that all of the friends will be in intention during the lesson. So each friend prays that all the friends will be in an intention during the lesson. A silent workshop.